18th of September, Toronto Island Park. We had a spare day in Toronto. I had already climbed the CN Tower, and we had visited the stadium and gone to Niagara Falls on previous occasions. When we first arrived in Canada at the end of June, we walked through the university, downtown area, and returning to Toronto before the train journey to Windsor, we walked a lot of the docks area. Where to go today? Our host at the B&B recommended Toronto Island Park, easily reached by subway to Union, then underground streetcar to the quay. We walked straight onto the ferry, which took us to Center Island. First notice, telling us to walk on the grass. Second, on the map, there's Hanlon's Point, a clothing-optional beach. We didn't quite get there, but walked to a neighbouring beach, saw Gibraltar Point Lighthouse, walked around Trout Pond, went to the Rectory restaurant, where I'm writing this. The restaurant plays big band stuff in the background, including St. Louis Blues, Glenn Miller. Had an entree, plus cocktail. Great views of the yachting on Lake Ontario and, the other way, the skyline of Toronto. Seeing a city skyline with a stretch of water between is reminiscent of the view that we have had for so long of Detroit over the Detroit River. Cocktails with a view of the lake is reminiscent of last year's final day in San Francisco, where we found a place near a university that had views of the water. Great cocktails and atmosphere. At one end of the island is a small airport where we saw a World War II bomber, Lancaster, fly over us, reminiscent of last week's International Air Show at Windsor. And we saw the island's own fire brigade, full-time employees who work solely on the island, population less than 300, I think. We were cold, so sat indoors. Then it was drafty, so we moved away from the door. Another couple also moved. Then they put the fire on. The seasons are a-changing.